Well, slave quarters, if you could call it that.
What about a winter or summer kitchen? Did you ever do that?
No. It's all the same down here. And a pantry.
Mm-hmm.
We have. Our breakfast room.
Hmm?
Breakfast room.
Is that part
is
of
that
the
a,
kitchen?
That's in addition to the kitchen where, you know, light meals are taken, I guess.
Did you ever hear an old-fashioned name for porch?
Veranda.
Okay. What do you think of a veranda as?
Well, open, really. Without, very old, you know, Scarlet O'Hara type stuff.
What about, gallery? Did you ever hear that?
Gallery?
Uh-huh. Calling a porch a gallery.
No, never.
And with a house, you don't have any fireplaces in this house, do you?
No, uh-uh.
With a house that has a fireplace in it, the thing that the smoke goes up through.
Chimney.
Hmm?
Chimney.
Okay. What would you call something similar to that at a factory? The large ones, you know?
Oh, yeah, I have to say a chimney, too.
Okay. And the open place on the floor in front of the fireplace, it comes out a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Hearth? Hearth?
Okay.
One of the four. I don't know, hearth, I believe.
And the thing that you can lay the wood across on.
Who are you giving?
Do you know what I mean?
No, well, you know, nobody around here has a fireplace. It's just so impractical.
Do you ever see something that it sits inside the fireplace? It's made out of iron.
Cord?
Well, it's, and you lay the wood across on it. You wouldn't lay the wood, you know, flat.
Yeah. Doesn't strike any bells, though.
Do you ever hear andiron or fire dogs or dog irons?
No.
And the thing up above the fireplace that you can put the
mantle.
Hmm?
Mantle.
Okay. Any other name for that?
No.
And if you wanted to start a fire, what kind of wood could you use to start it with?
Down here?
Well, or just anything that you've heard of?
Through pine. I guess oak wouldn't burn. Oak's pretty hard. Birch. No, not too good. Just pine.
Any special names for the small pieces of pine that light
really? Kindling?
Hmm?
Kindling?
Does kindling have to be pine?
No. Could be any small bits of wood. Any twigs. Anything.
What would, you might take a big piece of wood and set that sort of toward the back of the fireplace, and it could burn all night. You'd call that a...
a big piece of wood that burns all night. And, you know, we have, really, fireplaces are so ridiculous here.
What would you call just a big piece of wood that you'd burn?
A log.
Okay, did you ever hear back log or back stick on a fireplace?
Yeah.
And the black stuff that forms in the chimney?
Soot.
And what you shovel out of the fireplace?
Ash.
Huh?
Ash.
Okay. Or the plural of that would be?
Ash.
Okay. And?
Or ashes. Yeah, that's used a lot.
You would usually say ash?
Yeah, I have, I guess. I don't know, we have no use.
talk about things that you have in the room, or something you have to sit in would be a...
A chair.
What about something like this that several people can sit on?
Sofa.
Any other name for this? Or something similar?
Mm-mm.
Do you ever hear Davenport or couch or something like that?
Well, couch, yeah, I'm sorry.
What do you think of as a difference?
None. You know, same.
And what sort of things would people have in their bedroom to keep their clothes in?
A closet.
Do you ever hear another name for closet?
Uh-uh.
Locker?
No. No, I don't use it. I've heard some of my friends say it.